and give another couple of minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll kick off the meeting with apologies. Is there any apologies? Anything further? No? Under Chairman's remarks, the first item is the Director wishes to draw your attention to the action sheet and the action in relation to Newry Sports Centre. Michael, do you want to speak on it?
Thank you, Chair. It's just to say that this matter is now being dealt with by the SPNR Committee. So it's just so as members are aware, the SPNR will now be considering that issue.
Okay. Then further to that, obviously some of the councillors would have been in attendance at the first ever council thank you evening, which was held on Friday the 15th of June with over 60 people in attendance. And the evening was a chance for the council to thank volunteers for their efforts in managing community facilities. It was used as a chance for groups to network with others, like-minded groups, and obviously Baroness Mayblood gave a speech on the value of volunteers and their benefits to local communities. And thanks to all the staff who assisted with the coordination of the event, including working on the evening. Councillor Quinn, do you wish to comment on that?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I was fortunate enough to be able to attend the event, and I think the council staff done really well in the organisation set up. And the groups who did attend seemed to be very grateful that their efforts and work were being recognised by somebody, because some of them have been doing it for decades. And it's the first time somebody took the time to thank them properly.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sure we'll pass on our thanks to all of our staff that's organised and supported and continue to support the community facilities. Next item is the PCSP hosts its quarterly Neighbourhood Watch Network meeting on Monday the 11th June in the Ballydugan Mill in Downpatrick. And the Northern Ireland Prison Service made a presentation on their offenders rehabilitation programme and a PSNI presentation of a recently launched drug-related initiative called Operation Silent Garden, or Guardian. The event proved very popular with those who attended. There was also discussion on best practice amongst the Neighbourhood Watch coordinators and an opportunity for the coordinators to engage with their local neighbourhood police officers. Then the next one, obviously, just want to recognise Connor Hazard and Trevor Carson on their continued international debuts for their country. Both very two local fellas, Connor from Saul, and Trevor, obviously, from Killay, who have made their international debuts. And then also to acknowledge the Ulster Special Olympics, where many of the competitors were from the Newry Mourne and Down side. And I believe from listening to reports, there's quite a haul of medals coming back to our district. Okay. Moving on then is declarations of interest. Members or officers?
None.
Okay. Then, obviously, item number 3 is to agree a start time, and there is a suggested timetable attached. I'm not making any suggestion of moving the time or day. I think most members are content as the timetable stated. Councillor Walker. And second, Councillor Timmons. Thank you. And then item number 4, action sheet. I'm not sure if members want me to go through it item by item, unless anyone has any items to raise. There's page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. No. Happy enough? Do we need them to lose their second? No, just move on. All right, moving on then. Item number 5 is the presentation from the Tri Board, and we have Alan Hearn here to do the presentation. Alan, you're very welcome. Okay, members. Councillor Timmins.
Yeah, no, just want to thank you for your presentation. That it was excellent, and I think I know that after the last presentation, we'd asked you to go away and have a look at the possibility of a third option, just to make sure that the views of everyone were included. So I think, you know, it's again, a lot of the feedback was very consistent with the last one, but now with the new proposal, it's very hard to turn that down. I know from knowing the area so well too, it will incorporate a whole lot of things. You know, you've mentioned Rathore School there, actually sitting in the Board of Governors here, so I think that's fantastic, something that we haven't even thought of. And, you know, particularly for children with disabilities, to think of a few families in the area myself who I think would be delighted to see that it would be a playback that would be inclusive for everybody, you know, regardless of their needs. So, well done, and I think, you know, it's an excellent report, and I think the community will be very much on board. Just a couple of questions. I know car parking is one of the things. Going forward then, if this goes ahead in terms of the Mulcahy Park and the park at Barcroft, then how do we decide where they'll go? You know, what will happen with those? Are we at an early of a stage for that, or...? Just through the chair, you know, is there a possibility to engage with the community there to see if they want to even put it to their own use to make sure that it's not left run down, or, you know what I mean? Because it'd be, I know it's something we've probably discussed in the past anyway, but it's just, is there space for that, that we could look at other options that maybe the community could manage it, things like that, so that I suppose, if there's such a big investment from council into a new park, that the other sites are not being wasted, or, you know, I suppose then, you know, left to ruin. So that's just something I want to raise. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I would just absolutely think, oh my goodness, what a park. I thought I was getting a nice one on the bridge. Absolutely, I know I'm not going to demand that I get that one. But wow, what a facility. Absolutely incredible. Fair play. It's absolutely outstanding. I think it could end up winning one of those awards that we've won for Sleep Gullion in the past. It looks amazing. And you know what? I know people think, well, that's only an artist's impression or whatever. But if you actually look today on Facebook or social media, Wicked have done a fantastic job with the Warm Point Play Park. And there's loads of photographs up today that the Whistledown has actually shared. And that is actually what it said on the tin. They actually did create what the artist's impression was. Absolutely beautiful, incredible. I can't wait till it opens as well. Fair play, guys. This is just going to be incredible. I think we could be looking for people to move house. So whenever those 200 houses are put on the market, people will be looking to it. So definitely go with that recommendation. Absolutely. And if Liz hasn't proposed it, I'll second it. Yeah, okay, so I'll second it. Absolutely fantastic. So well done. And look forward to taking the kids up. And you could actually be energetic there and just park up at the top hill and just walk over to it. So it'd be quite good. Not that I'm advocating that I'll do that, but somebody might. Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Walker.
Chair, thank you very much. While I acknowledge the hard work that's went into this exercise, at the outset here, I'm going to say that our party can't support it because we believe in what we've heard, you know, from yourself there in a response to Councillor Timmins in relation to Macrish Park. It's not dealing with the name as far as our party is concerned. Yes, an excellent piece of work has been done. Believe it's a bit of a cop-out in not dealing with the name Raymond McCreesh. So I want it noted that our party is not supporting it on the grounds of it's not dealing with the name.
Okay. Councillor Dale.
Yeah, it's just to express similar comments, Chair. You know, the report itself, you know, in terms of the, you know, what's proposed in terms of the play area, it would be very exciting for any for any residential facility to receive a play area of that nature. You know, it looks to be a state-of-the-art facility. And, you know, anybody that is able to avail of that, you know, it would be a great asset to the local area. But, you know, I share the same concerns that Councillor Walker has outlined. You know, we've discussed this issue in terms of Raymond Crease Park for numerous years now, and, you know, certainly would have been my desire to have seen this issue dealt with before we find ourselves in a situation where we're deciding what other play areas are in the area. So on that basis as well, you know, that's why I can't support it, because you know, it's always been my firm position and the position of my party that the issue of Raymond Crease Park needed to be dealt with first before we finalised any decisions on this. So in terms of the naming of the park, so on that basis I want my concerns noted as well, and certainly on that basis I can't support it.
Okay. Alright, so we have a proposer and a seconder within Councillor Timmins and Councillor Fitzpatrick. No other lights. We're not all in agreement, so those four. And against. And there's no abstentions. Alright, happy enough. Thank you very much, Al. Okay, moving on then to item number 6, and it's the DA for us, and that's with Janine.
Yes, Chair and members, this is our monthly DEA report, giving you a flavour of some of the activities that have gone ahead. Just to summarise, we have had undertaken a training needs analysis through the DEA, consultation on CCTV, school uniform recycling initiatives, workshops on hate crime, ASB, anti-racism, an integration programme for Bulgarian Roma residents, a culture event for primary school children, World Cup events to address men's mental health, health and wellbeing event with CERC, drugs and alcohol and young people's event, as well as crime prevention and road safety. So again, Chair, just give me a flavour of what's going on from the DEAs.
Okay.
I need approval on it.
All right. Thank you, Jean. And one thing of that is myself, the Chair of Council, and Councillor Harvey were at it, and I think there's better players than us on the night, so I can say we didn't win anyway. Just need a proposer and seconder for that, folks. Thank you. Can you get that answer? Councillor Walker and Councillor Gordon. Oh, sorry, did I not read the results of the voting? What was it? Okay, apologies. So for item number 5, the results of the votes was 11-4 and 2 against. Alright, moving on then, item 7 is the Peace 4 Local Action Plan. And it's Janine again.
Yes, Chair, members, the paper highlights recommendations from the Peace 4 Partnership, which again require committee approval. The programmes are recommended under the themes of building positive relations, shared history and culture, minority communities and cross-community events, and deals with initiatives up to the tune of 78,500 pounds.
Thanks, Sir Murray.
Yeah, thanks, Sir. I'm happy to propose this here. Delighted to see that there's a small amount of money available to Newtown to promote good relations on that. There's been much made of the Bulgarian community, the Bulgarian Romani community that have moved into Newtown. There's maybe about 180, estimated 180 people. So I think that this sort of community initiative has been much needed, and hopefully it'll go a good way in fostering good relations between the different communities in the area. So well done.
Okay, thank you. And secondly,
I was going to second, but also, no, it's okay. I was also going to turn around and say too, I think we should be commending our officers here that's working in Peace Corps, and that there, because there's a lot of excellent work been done, a lot of programs been rolled out right across this whole district, from Cross McGlen through to Killaloe, and it's all excellent work, so it is. All good, positive cross-community work. So I think a lot of this should be commended, and the officers rolling it out should be commended.
Thank you. Thanks, Sir Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. I do concur with the remarks of the previous speakers. There's a lot of hard work going into Peace Corps, and we have a good team of officers and who are working hard tirelessly to deliver the scheme, and there's support out there for them. So keep up the good work and keep it all going. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have proposer seconder. Everyone in agreement? Yeah. Moving on then to item number 8, as the expression of interest for land at Bressbrook Community Centre. That's Janine again.
Yes, Chair. Committee had provided prior approval for officers to commence with the expression of interest exercise. This report just details the outcome of that, and specifically one expression of interest submitted by Sure Start and South Armagh. So we're just seeking committee approval, Chair, to progress towards the lease.
Okay. Councillor Loughran.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm happy to propose the officer's recommendation.
Second by Councillor Taylor. Everyone in agreement? Sorry, Councillor Murray, do you have a mind? Thank you.
It's just taken a bit of information. There was a query, this had come up a couple of times previously, and there was a query regarding Creve Rua Hurling Club, and I just want to know, had that all been put to bed? I know that officers were going to go in, they're going to talk to Creve Rua and talk to Sure Start. So just that has happened, and that Creve Rua aren't going to come back to us now in a couple of months and say that, you know, they had an expression of interest as well. Has that all been sorted out?
My understanding is there were conversations on the ground, and Creve Rua were advised of the expression of interest exercise, but I'll go back and check it out and contact you directly.
All right, everyone.
I think it's a different piece of land completely. This is down to Community Centre in Bessbrook. Creve Rua is up further up the hill.
There we are. That's sorted. All right. No. Everyone's in agreement on that, and here otherwise. All right. Then item number 9, that's the Additional Vehicles Community Service Department. That's Janine.
Yes, Chair, members, this paper details the recommendation for the approval of 2 additional large panel vans and 2 smaller vans. The recommendations arise to meet the increased demands from community requests for logistical support. Members may recall that you wanted community support to be available right across the district, not just in Uri and Mourne as it was previously. And also to meet the recommendations arising from the Community Centre Effectiveness Review, which specifically recommended that council resources should be equitably spread amongst the 16 council community managed schemes, and to investigate removing the burden on volunteers regarding health and safety checks. In short, Chair, these vans will allow all officers to be more mobile and assist in the management of those community facilities across the district.
Brilliant. And just before we go to members, I think it's a great investment in the community and will certainly support the existing community centres out there and bringing that fairness into the old Down District site will certainly support that. I would mention it is already in the rates process and in the every capital expenditure. Councillor Quinn?
Yes, I would like to propose the recommendation, Chair. On observing the council staff when they're setting up for some of these events, the vans and that they have at the minute, they're having to make so many runs up and down the road, and then when you're working with that, it's so easy to forget wee things that won't fit in, which involves another run up and down the road. So I think this can only make their job a wee bit easier, and therefore the council staff.
Thank you. All right. Proposed by Councillor Quinn, seconder. Is Councillor Andrews seconded? Everyone in agreement? Yeah? Okay. Item number 10 is financial assistance. And that's Janine.
Chair and members, this paper details the outcome of the final financial assistance call for spending 18-19. There were 138 applications received over the 17 which are listed. I would just draw the attention of members to page 2 of the report, which details applications under the Christmas Illumination Scheme. As in years gone by, we have received requests for support to the tune of £54,000, over £54,000, with a budget of £20,000. So the recommendation contained within the report is that we provide up to 50% funding to each of the successful applicant groups. And appreciate fully that perhaps all of that money won't be drawn down at the end of the year, as some of the groups don't claim what they have been fully allocated. Chair, the report also specifically details the successful financial assistance application for the Thomas Davis Park in Newry. And this project will be managed as part of SIP through ABC Council. So rather than issuing a letter of offer, we're seeking permission to enter into a memorandum of understanding with ABC Council.
Okay. Proposed, Councillor Timmins, seconder. Councillor Quinn. Everyone in agreement? Yeah. All right, moving on. Item number 11 then is the new Downledge Centre transition arrangements, and that's with Kieran.
Thank you, Chair. Your new Downledge Centre construction project is nearing completion, hopefully for early autumn of this year. Therefore, a decision is required in the closure of the existing Downledge Centre and the programme to achieve the successful opening of the new Downledge Centre. Members, you'd be aware that previously in 2015, when Newry Leisure Centre Phase 1 opened, we approved the 4-week transitional period, and then earlier last year, a similar scenario ensued with a 3-week transitional period to allow for the opening of Newry Leisure Centre Phase 2. So we've detailed the actions that are required within Section 2.1. So therefore, in order to achieve those actions, officers have identified that Down Leisure Centre will need to close, and therefore there will be no customer access to sports halls, coach activities, fitness suite or the swimming pool for an approximate period of 21 days. We are hoping that during the period of week 3, i.e. days number 14 to 20, we'll have a number of specific soft launch sessions where we're taking key user groups to test the facilities. Therefore, we will hope then that we have a launch weekend and then open that weekend, similar to Newry Leisure Centre. So therefore, we're asking for the committee to agree the closure of the existing Down Leisure Centre immediately following the new building handover, to allow an approximate 21-day period of training for a period of key training, familiarisation, and independent consultant health and safety procedural review sign-off, development of a market and launch plan, and of course, then we'll ensure the customers will be kept updated with regards to the above within a timely manner.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Robert.
Chair. I would make that a proposal, and I think it'll be well worth the wait. If it's half as good even as Newry, from what I had seen in the visits to Newry and that there, as I said, it'll be well worth the wait, so I'll make that a proposal.
I think it's going to be even better in Newry. Thanks for all. Even better. Councillor Glenn.
I just wanted to ensure that for the 3-week closure, it's not impacting on any competition or anything that any of the user groups are involved in, have we? So then I'm happy to second that proposal.
Okay. I suppose just on that, Councillor Quinn, we can consult with the users of the swim pool in particular, because the others can be accommodated at the Ballymote and other rooms throughout the district, so it's the only the swimming that would be impacted. Okay, everyone happy enough for that? Yeah. Item then number 12 is the STA approved training centre, and that's you, Kieran, again.
Thank you, Chair. Currently within indoor leisure, we have a number of staff within the department that deliver ongoing training courses for existing staff and also for public courses. Recently, as part of a change within the Swimming Teachers Association, they now require organisations to register to become an approved training centre, similar to the way in which our warden body with lifeguarding courses requires to be an approved training centre. So therefore, in order to continue to deliver its training and qualifications, we're asking for the committee to agree to allow officers to complete the registration forms to apply to become an approved training centre. And it must be noted that this isn't committing us for any period of time. It's just therefore making sure that our procedures and training is up to date as per approved training centre status.
Okay, Councillor Murray.
Nick. Thank you very much. I would probably propose that. Just one quick thing. Will this go any way to helping to improve the waiting times or decrease the waiting times that parents have to undergo with their children to get on the swimming lessons? Because I know that they are quite long. And also, just is there any way of this becoming a sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy in the sense of getting the children out of the swimming lessons and into the swimming club, because that seems to be a bit of a bottleneck within the system of the swimming lessons, that children are, they're so successful, the lessons, that they stay in the system, which then doesn't allow anybody to get in the bottom of the end of the system, and therefore is there a way of increasing that, into the club, maybe locale, and actually coaching them for being coached as opposed to teaching them to swim, I suppose, really.
Do you want to answer that, or you want to change the end?
Yes, Chair. So I suppose with the opening of the new downline centre, we are looking at programming additional lessons. With the increased opening times, will allow us to do that. We have been meeting with Lakeel Swimming Club in recent months, and we are looking at fostering and developing further relationships to allow for that progression and that pathway to take place. It's my understanding that the minute we don't have any waiting list at the minute within Down Leisure Centre, but I can check that out. We are advertising on a first come first serve basis, but I can certainly check that out for you.
Okay. Thanks for Enright.
I do recall that a number of years ago we did say that at the appropriate time we would review our association with the English-based STA organisation, and that, like the other councillors, other councils in County Down, indeed the Unionist councils in County Down, we would start to begin to look at associating with Swim Ireland, given that Swim Ireland is associated with the Irish Olympic Committee and supported on an all-Ireland basis by councils of all hues and persuasions. We're a bit of an outlier in County Down in the fact we're the only one who are associating ourselves with the English-based STA swimming organisation. Thank you.
Okay. Did you want a response to that? That's all just a rhetoric question, sorry. So, in your opinion, the right one? What the officer actually said at the start was that we're not buying into anything and that it can be reviewed at any time. So, we are registering, but that doesn't mean that we're stuck with them. I suppose the officers could look and see what the differences are in the two programs to see if there is any benefit, but we as a council have continued to be STA, and the new Newry one is also STA.
Sure. We did look at the differences. This was tabled a couple of years ago, and the council considered it. The councillor is quite right. It was agreed that we'd review it after a couple of years of operation. We're quite happy to do that and bring a report back. As you've pointed out, this doesn't tie us to anything. Our swimming instructors and teachers currently are qualified under this program. Mm-hmm. To switch to Swim Ireland means they'd have to be requalified under that program. But that's not to say that that isn't a possibility. We will look at it and bring it back.
Okay. So we need a proposer and seconder for that item.
Sorry.
Councillor Quinn.
Yes. Just from going back a number of years with the swimming, will this training and that be available across all three of our swimming pools? We do have one at Kilkeel. I know for young people wanting to do lifesavers awards and things like that, it was very helpful for them to travel to either Newry or down Patrick with all the other demands of putting their time around exams and education and that. So I'd want to ensure that if we're delivering it one swimming pool, we're delivering it all three.
Okay. Yes, Chair. I suppose in answer to the question, this isn't a deviation from anything that we're doing currently. We have this programme in situ within Kilkeel Leisure Centre, Newry Leisure Centre and Downpatrick Leisure Centre through the delivery of ongoing swimming lessons on a weekly basis, and also the delivery of in-house staff and public courses, which we do deliver in Kilkeel as well. I suppose it's just making sure that our governance and registration arrangements are up to date to allow us to continue to deliver that programme. Yeah.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, as a mother of a child who's been on the STA for a number of years, I can say it's a really good programme. They're actually there to learn how to swim, okay? If you want to become a competitive swimmer, that's whenever you move into a swimming club. up until that point, you make a decision as to how your technique of your swimming is done. And Swim Ireland, yes, my kids have been members of Swim Ireland, the three older ones. The younger one hasn't got into the swimming club yet. That's a decision we have to make as a family if I want to send her to three days a week, two of which will be 6 a.m. to whatever, and one evening swim, and then to go competitively around the country with her. But the technique of learning how to swim, which our teachers have been doing, has been fantastic. As a parent that has stayed there and has been there, I think Grace was there when she was 4.5 or whatever, she's now 7.5, loves it, wouldn't miss it, adores her swimming, has done exceptionally well with the coaches that she has been with. She had one coach for 2 years and now she's moved over to Luca, doing exceptionally well with it. You want to go into the Elite League, that's whenever you go to Swim Ireland, and that's whenever Swim Ireland come into for competitive swimming. If you're there to learn how to swim, you don't need to be going to a swimming club. And if kids want to stay there, they want to do the rookie lifeguard, they move up through the SCA just the same as anywhere else. It's a really good course and it serves its purpose. I'm actually qualified as a swimming coach and I've let it last, but I'm actually qualified, so I have experience of it, and I know what to look for whenever I'm looking for good enough kids that are swimming and their techniques or whatever. And believe you me, Ken, as you know, I've made a few pointers in the past whenever my kids have been in swimming and I've said I don't think somebody's doing that correct or whatever, and I've brought it up. So I find nothing wrong with the STA that they're currently doing. And Brian actually qualified to be a teacher in Kilkeel, so swim teacher in Kilkeel, so yeah, they do it there, so just like there's no else. Okay.
So we have a proposal from Councillor Quinn, the new seconder. Councillor Fitzpatrick. Okay. All right. Happy enough, move on. Pardon, sorry, Councillor Enright. Is that from an officer? No, you can't.
The information was not correct, as given by Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Provided by a council officer.
It's factually incorrect.
Well, take it up with the council after the meeting. Okay, item number 13 then is the Ballykilner, it's the County Down Game Centre, and Michael's taking that, or Connor, so they're fighting over who wants to see it.
Thank you, Chair, I take it. This report asks the committee to consider an application on behalf of Down County 4GA, submitting a planned application for the Ballykilner site on the Ministry of Defence land, which includes the council's section or soccer pitch on the same site, which is currently leased from the MOD.
Okay. Councillor Fitzpatrick?
I would like to propose that we go with the officer's recommendations and that we actually work with the county board to deliver that. I feel that they have such aspirations for it. I think it would be incredible if they worked on that and if they had our support and our backing. Obviously, they need us to stand back from that lease and to work with them. But I feel that given the development that they've had for underage children and stuff as well, my own daughter is on the Down Development Club for ladies football, and hopefully she'll be on the Smuggy one as well. But seeing the development, and they're actually now working under one umbrella, it's actually fantastic. It was fantastic to see this develop there, because we actually went to the Fela last year in Kilkenny, and they have a centre of excellence, just exactly what these guys want to do here. I have to say, incredible, really incredible, and I feel that they have to be commended for it and supported in it. So I would like to propose that we work with them. So thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Councillor Fitzpatrick. Councillor Howard?
I'd just like to second this as well. I agree with Councillor Fitzpatrick, and I would look forward to a centre of excellence in Ballykilner to make sure that Gillig Games are nurtured, sustained, and developed as part of the county.
Okay, thank you. I did speak to the officer beforehand and wanted reassurance that the users of the soccer pitch have been consulted to ensure that they are found another pitch to play on. Once we have agreed to this and move forward, just so that they are provided support and another base to play out of, and we have agreed that we will do that and ensure that other clubs are able to continue their sports elsewhere within the district. Everyone happy? Agreement? Yeah, all right, thank you. Item number 14 then is the progress report on the transfer of the houses and multiple occupations function from the housing executive to councils, and that's Owen.
Thanks, Chair. This report is just to let members make members aware that responsibility for the housing multiple occupation regime is transferring to councils from the 1st of April next year. There was a study done, an appraisal as to how this would be done, and it was agreed that it would be done by three lead councils, which are Belfast, Causeway Coast and Lens, and Derry City and Strabane, given that they have the bulk of the housing multiple occupation in Northern Ireland. Whenever there will be an SLA in the future, so we'll be to be sure that we get our rightful amount of service. And the other part of it is that there's procurement costs for a new ICT system, which will be paid for by DSC. However, Belfast, who are procuring that, want that each council signs a collaboration agreement.
Okay. Proposer and seconder. Councillor Dorn, seconder. Councillor Howard. Thank you. Any questions? Happy enough. Moving on then is item number 15, and it's the affordable warmth scheme. Mr. Ewan.
Thanks, Chair. This again is to make members aware of the affordable warmth scheme, as you'll be aware of, has been running since November 2014. There's some figures there about how successful it's been in this area. But what I'd ask to note is that we have a new SLA that we need to be your agreement to sign. But to note that in this year, although they've cut the amount of funding they give us by a small amount, the actual number of referrals that we're allowed to make has gone down from 405 to 220. And in this year, they're going to review it. Apologies. It is a targeted scheme. We have way more than 220 addresses already on a list that we've already knocked doors on. And as it says in the report, the only ones we'll be able to add into that are people who are in severe need who have no heating, that we'd be able to have some non-target referrals. It's just to make you aware that the targets have been very much reduced this year, and we want your agreement to sign the attached SLA.
Okay. Thanks, Sir Dorn.
Thanks, Chair. I'm just a bit concerned about the scheme works for the postcode system. See, last week I rang with a woman, 85 years of age, with a broken hip. Just said there's postcode's not in there, we can't get it. Same with my family, five kids in Ballymartin. One that Heaton can't get it because it's not the postcode system. Who chooses the postcode system? Which postcode or which area? How does that work?
That's through the chair. There was a study at the University of Ulster ran all sorts of algorithms to come up with a list looking at census data, NINUS data, incomes, etc. And that's how the list has come up, and that's how it's a targeted scheme. If people are in severe need outside of that, we can look at it, but it is in the main targeted scheme, and that's how it was worked out. We had no say in what the lists were. So.
Okay. Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Okay. I welcome the fact that now the people that I had put forward on this list 12 months ago, I've just been told today, was I was told, that they've come in now to the postcode. But they said that it might take another 18 months before they're even assessed. It's like, what's the crack with that?
It is the sheer scale and demand and the fact that although from the original list we had thousands of addresses, but we're down to a stage now where we can only forward refer 220 of those in a year for the housing judge to do measures. So that's the reason. It's the scheme as it is, we could do an awful lot more referrals. However, the housing executive do not have the money to actually do the works for those referrals. So that's the limiting factor, not the number that we can refer.
Okay.
So that's imposed on us.
Okay.
Thanks, Sir Glenn.
Yes, thank you, Chair. My question was going along similar to what Councillor Fitzpatrick had to say. With the number that's sitting on, just how long is this wait list? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years before we'd be hitting the people who are now sitting at the back of this list? And if it's stretching up to 3 years, as Councillor Dolan had said, some of these people who are now into their 80s, they'll be dead before they get a warm home. Is there no way or no one we can write to about the cuts to try and have them at least kept at the same level, if not increased?
Yeah. Thanks, Chair. Yes, I think that would be useful if the council could write to the Department for Communities expressing that view. Now, how much weight that will have, because obviously in the situation with budgets and no minister to increase the budgets, but it can't do any harm. So,
okay. Do you propose then, Councillor Quinn, to write to the department? Okay. Yeah. Councillor Taylor?
Chair, I would second that proposal. I know myself, particularly over recent weeks, I've received contact from constituents about this scheme. And I'm increasingly concerned about the timeframes that they're talking about, for applications to be even looked at to begin with, never mind being approved. So I think we need to do something to try and put pressure on central government on this. So anything that we can do from as a council point of view, I'd certainly support it. So I'm very happy to second Councillor Quinn's proposal.
So we have proposed and seconded that we write to the Department of Communities to urge an increase in the number of cases or referrals that we can send and an increase to the budget. Are we all in agreement? Yeah? Okay.
Just to back on that, it might be useful as well, but when this scheme commenced in 2014, it was applied equally across all the 11 council areas. We have greater need in our area than in some other areas, so other areas have gone completely through their lists. So there's maybe a different standard being applied, if you know what I mean, in this area. It's tougher in this area than it is in other areas. So it's, although it's been applied equally per council, the need is not as great in some other councils as it is in this one. And DSC would be aware of that. But it may be worthwhile putting something to that effect in the letter, that the need in this area is greater than in some other councils.
Yeah.
Fuel poverty is not as big an issue.
Everyone happy with that? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Moving on then to item number 16, and it's the SAR project, the Atlantic Area Programme.
Thanks, Chair. Again, this SAR stands for Sustainable Atlantic Resilience, and this is an interreg project. And what we're asking, it's a project which has been led by the University of Ulster, and with partners from Northern Ireland, Republic, Spain, France, and Portugal. And what it's about is finding new ways to protect and solve coastlines, of which we have a lot. It's about developing coastline management policies and also developing pilot programs and demonstration programs that we can hopefully allow bits of coastal which are managed by ourselves to be used for demonstration purposes. From a resource point of view, the project is 75% funded, so that will require us to commit €15,000 over the years 2019 to 2024, and that will be entered into the estimates process later this year.
Okay. Thanks for Andrew.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Chair. I do welcome this paper, and I'm only too happy to propose that we do go ahead with it. As I say, our council area has a large area of coastline from Carlingford right up to including our own Stratford Lock and the Kale. So I'm only too happy to propose that we accept the recommendation.
Councillor Enright?
Second it.
Alright. Everyone in agreement? Yeah, okay, thank you. Then moving on to item number 17, as the membership of the Association of Port Health Authorities. And that's you, Owen.
Thanks, Chair. This council is asking for approval to pay our corporate memberships of £1,000 to Association of Port Health Authorities. We became members last year at reduced introductory rates, and it allows us to access an awful lot of training. Particularly now with the EU exit, it's very important that we would be a member of the association, and we're a Port Health Authority for Warren Point Port. So we're just looking for approval to become members.
Councillor Quinn.
Proposed, Chair.
Thank you. Seconder.
Second.
Councillor Andrews. All right. Moving on then to item 18, the meeting to discuss suicide prevention in the Nearing Mourne and Down District held on the 3rd of May 2018. And that's yourself, Owen.
Thanks, Chair. Again, we're just looking to approve the recommendations arising out of the meeting. I think some of the members may have been there. I think it was very successful. It's just that the actions that were suggested were to investigate if the council website can include links to Mind Your Head and the Lifeline, that this group will continue to meet on a 6-monthly basis, that the public health agency be invited to future meetings, and that when the meetings of the group will be held across the district, and then, where possible, hosted by the local community organisations involved in suicide prevention.
Okay. I did attend that meeting myself, members. Owen, and just maybe check back with Aisling. I think the recommendation about website links was to possibly other organisations locally as well. So like Changes Lives, PIPs. It just from memory from the meeting itself that we have a list of organisations within our district that could provide support. So if someone went onto our website, they'd be able to see every organisation rather than just those two. Councillor Quinn.
Yes, Chair. While I would welcome this kind of a move, I would also question the Council's website. I have been here for an awful lot of people who are not computer illiterate like I am, but they find it to be very unuser-friendly. Are we getting anything updated or anything with our website to make it more...
Councillor Quinn, this is around suicide prevention. It's not around the website primarily itself.
If we're putting it onto our website and people can't find it, it's not a big lot of point in loading the website down with stuff that nobody can find.
Okay. Councillor Andrews.
Thanks so much, Chair. As I say, I do welcome the paper. And again, the paper underlines our commitment to work with the various groups and organisations in our district, and we're all aware of the effects of suicide that it's had on so many. So I wouldn't be too happy if it's not a proposer to make a proposal that we do go ahead with the recommendations. And as I say, it is very important that we do open up every avenue possible for residents and families and friends like to avail of to help them out.
Okay. Need a seconder for that? Councillor Dolan. Okay, thank you. Then item 19, it's the ship inspection charges.
Thanks, Chair. Again, we're asking members to agree to approve the ship sanitation inspection charging regime that's detailed there. This is the Association of Port Health Authorities, as we mentioned before, recommend that all members institute a standard charging regime for inspection of ships for things that used to be called de-ratting certificates, but more modernly called ship sanitation certificates.
And I did ask Owen beforehand, the new charges were the Association of Port Health Authorities' suggestions, and we're going with that. It's not our own charges. Proposing seconder? Proposed. Councillor Andrews, second Councillor Owen. Okay. Item number 20 is the appointment of public analysts, and that's yourself, Ian.
Thanks, Chair. The Council, we have a public analyst employed through a contract. We have to, the Council has to formally appoint the people mentioned. The reason for that is down the line, if we ever were involved in legal proceedings, they have to have been formally appointed by the Council. Just need that.
Okay. Proposer and seconder. Proposal, Councillor Howard and Councillor Locke. Thank you. All right, moving on then. Items under 21 to 27 are for Newton. So item 21 is the Social Investment Fund update. Item number 22 is the Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership Report for Downpatrick and Newry. Item 23 is the Police and the Community Safety Partnership Report. Item number 24 is the former Warren Point PSNI station. 25 is the update report on the logistical support for events 17-18. 26 is areas of risk community education program. And then item 27 is the Dundrum Coastal Rural Club purchase of site at 32 Main Street, Dundrum. Councillor Enright.
There's a strong competitor against Dundrum and making frequent efforts to beat them at every turn and trial. I can't deny that this is a well thought out proposal from council officers, and that Dundrum, as our current men's world champions, do actually need support. So I'd like to propose that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any other matters arising from those? If not, I'll move on. All right. They were just for Newton folks. Item number 28. This item is deemed to be restricted by virtue of paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, the public may, by resolution, be excluded during this item of business. So I'd like to ask. Thank you very much, Joanne and Jim. Proposer and seconder. Proposed Councillor Loughran. Second, Councillor Howe. Thank you. Okay. It was proposed by agreed and proposed to accept the officer's recommendation. Do you need me to read the rest of that? The proposal of Councillor Murray, second by Councillor Dolan, to accept the officer's recommendations. You think me sitting over there, I would know all this? It's just rushing too much.